Hey girls, before we get into today's episode, I have to tell you about Acuity Scheduling. Acuity Scheduling has completely saved my business. It's actually a calendar that your clients can schedule appointments with you through. It also integrates with all of your calendars that you use. Mine personally is Google Calendar, and it saves me a ton of time. It is completely customizable. I mean color, the way it looks, everything. And I can even take payments. It is a major time saver. So if you're looking for a new calendar and you need a way to take payments and schedule client appointments, you need to check out Acuity Scheduling. And you can find it under the JenWhitmoreTraining.com resources tab. Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of pineapples, and your new partner in adventure. Hey girls, welcome back to the podcast. I have been loving this whole month of travel info. I am seriously having so much fun with it because I love to travel. I, for a very, very long time, and from a very, very young age, have always wanted to travel, and I was always super jealous of all of those people who got to. I know envy is not a great character trait, I know, but we're talking about my hopes and dreams here. Traveling is right up my alley. Before we jump into today's episode, I would love to give a big, huge shout out to my main guy, my 14-year spouse, my rock, my lover, Alan. Not only could I not do what I do without his support, today is his birthday. And you know it wouldn't really be his birthday unless I shouted it out to the world, right? I mean, if it's not on social, it didn't happen. So happy birthday, babe. You're the best. I still love you after all this time together. We grew up together. We started basically as children because, I mean, I'm still super young. And I'm just kidding. And we basically have gone through the majority of my life together. So props to you for putting up with me this long. Okay. So today we are talking about another aspect of travel that we don't always think about. We don't associate this subject with any part of our lives, really, because we avoid it like the plague. And alas, it is the plague. I'm just kidding. It's not the plague. But, dun dun dun, sickness. We don't really think about it very much, but getting sick while we travel? Ugh. Until it literally plagues us, we don't think about it. And unfortunately, when we're traveling, it seems to always be so much worse. Am I right? I think it just stems from not being in our own element. You know, we're not in our own beds. We don't have our own pillow. We don't have those comforts of home. You know, we're not even in our own bathroom, for goodness sakes. The list goes on. So today we're going to talk about how to avoid getting sick while traveling. And again, if you are just joining us, the whole month of April, we are talking about traveling because all of us are making our summer travel plans right now. And I want to make sure that you guys don't get sick on your vacay because once you go down, ugh, it sucks. So what can we do to avoid getting sick when we're planning our trips? Number one, first we have to start it at home. At least a week, if not a week, a few days before we go. We need to start with getting enough sleep. We need to make sure that we're getting the allotted time that our body requires. And every person's different. You should know what works for you. We also want to stress less. A lot of times we're trying to figure out all the work stuff and get everything taken care of. You know, we need a kennel for the dog and we need a babysitter for the kids. Or if the kids are going, the kids have to be packed and we need all of our chargers. And it just gets crazy. So we want to stress less because we do not want a compromised immune system before we even get out of our house. We also need to make sure that we eat healthy. Our immune system will definitely be attacked when we travel. We're not in our regular routine. We're definitely not in our regular places. And so we want to make sure that we are leaving our houses with optimum health. It's just like when all the little kids go back to school after the summer break. Within the first month, they're all sick. It is horrific. So I'm going to tell you a little story. When my kiddos were 3 and 6, we planned a trip to Disney World. And it was like the greatest thing since sliced bread. We saved forever. We scrimped. We were so excited. I mean, I think Alan and I were more excited than the kids. I mean, hello, they were 3 and 6. But we didn't tell them where we were going. We had all this stuff planned out. And I mean, it was going to be like the most epic trip ever. And a week before we left, Alan got sick. And it was so bad. The poor man had been so stressed. His dear, dear grandpa had been sick. He wasn't doing well. You know, it was kind of the end was in sight. And we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. You know, what happens if he passes, you know, right before the trip? What happens if he passes when we're gone? You know, what are we going to do? This is a last minute thing now. If we cancel, we're going to lose our money. We're not going to be able to go on the trip. We're not going to be able to get our money back. Like, it was just kind of like all up in the air, up and down, up and down. And his sweet mom was just, she just told us, honey, she said, just, you know, go on your trip. And so I think like all the stress and work and travel plans and everything, he just ended up getting sick. And it was one of those like, oh no, like not only are we concerned about what we're doing because of the relative, but now we're concerned about, are you even going to feel physically okay to go on this trip that we planned and saved for forever? And so he ended up going to the doctor the day before we left and getting a Z-Pak. Now, you guys know that I am all about the health and wellness. You know, I try very hard not to take like the whole antibiotic thing, steroid thing, whatever, you know, but in the situations when you need them, if you have done everything that you can do and you need those, then by golly, take them. Okay. So we were in crunch time. Okay. This was crunch mode. He was sick. We didn't know if we were going to be able to go. And so he went and got a Z-Pak. Praise God. He started to feel better and we were able to go. But it's just the stress of traveling and all of the things that you have to square away when you leave your life. So we need to work towards taking care of things like this before we jump into the travel. Okay, number two, eat well once you're on the trip. Make the same efforts that you do at home when you're traveling. Not only is your immune system going to be compromised, you don't want to make it easy for those little germies to invade your body by lowering your immunity because you've been eating poorly. Number three, stay hydrated, people. It should be like in the number one spot, but I wanted the number one spot to be us taking care of ourselves while we were at home before we actually got on the trip. But drinking water is like right up there, hello, with survival. Duh. We need to drink lots of water. And to make your water even better, you can put lemons in it. And if you're in a pinch because you're traveling, lemon essential oil will also suffice. It will get the job done. It will help you stay healthy. It will help you stay hydrated. Traveling definitely can dehydrate us. So we need to make sure that we are being aware, that we are awake to what's going on, not only to where we're going and what we're doing, but to our health. Number four, don't forget to take your vitamins. Don't forget them at home. Make sure that you make a list of all of the things you need to bring with you and make sure that your vitamins are on that list. And if you happen to be someone who is sort of forgetful when it comes to your vitamins, not only are you going to be even more forgetful because you're out of your element while traveling, you're going to need to do something to help you along. So set an alarm on your watch or your phone, or you could eat them with food. You are so much more likely to make something forgettable happen if you pair it with something unforgettable, like food. I seriously doubt you're going to be forgetting to eat. All right, girls, I've got one more for you. Bonus number 5, take a probiotic. Probiotics allow the good bacteria to build up in your tummy to fight infection. And that's just one more layer of defense when you're traveling. So take these into consideration, girls, when you gear up to leave your homes and take your families on all the fabulous traveling that you're going to do this summer. Let's take a recap. Number 1, take the steps to be healthy a few days before you leave your house. Number 2, eat well once you're on your trip. Number 3, don't forget your water. Drink lots of water. Number 4, take your vitamins. And bonus number 5, take a probiotic. I pray that these tips have been helpful to you girls, and I absolutely cannot wait to see all of the adventures that you get into this summer with your families. So when you post your pictures on social, tag us with the hashtag AGL Podcast so that we all can get ideas for our own adventures next year. Next up, our crowning moment for the week and our major flop. Y'all, I have been so busy for the last 2 weeks getting geared up for spring break, my family visiting, the new service that we are launching through Jen Whitmore Training, all of the market research, recording the podcast, all the appointments that come with getting older and having children. I'm sure you all have the same doctor appointments that I have. So I had an appointment and I was ready, okay? I was ready, had everything squared away. Appointment is at 11:20 on Thursday. I call, no answer. I go back and look at the appointment. Oh my gosh, it's at 12:20, not 11:20. I've called an hour early. Okay, an hour goes by. I call back the correct time, 12:20. No answer. I leave a message this time. So sorry, I called an hour early by accident, wasn't paying attention to the right time, you know, got it wrong, but I called at the right time, no answer. So I just leave a message and go on about my day. You know, sometimes we just miss appointments, it is what it is. So then a little while later, I get a message and this poor woman is so confused. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. So I go back for now a second or third time to look at the appointment. I'm not even on the right day. Not only have I called this woman an hour early, but I've also called her a whole day early. So an hour and a day early, I am losing my mind. So we finally got it all worked out. But flop moment. Okay, crowning moment of the week. So you girls know that I have been doing a lot of market research for the new service that we are launching, and my phone has literally been dying in the middle of the day because of the amount of people that I am trying to connect with. I have already connected, polled, researched, surveyed at least 200 people just in the last 2 weeks, all by my onesie. So we are doing fantastic. This service is getting ready to go into full launch of beta testing. And actually, we've already sent some of the emails out for beta testing, and it is going fantastically. Like, I am so excited about where this service is going. So we're definitely going to have to see what we can make of it. We're still, like I said, in the testing phase, but this is the crowning moment because I have been running around with my hair on fire trying to produce something that will help you stay healthy while you travel. So I'm super excited about it. And you can still sign up for the beta testing. If you want an opinion on how well this service could service you, then you need to share your opinion with us. So go to www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/beta testing to get on the list of beta testing emails. That way we can service you. Thank you so much for all your love and support. I am so excited about this, and we are moving in the right direction, girls. Okay, that is it, girls. That is it for this week's episode of Adventuring the Girl Life. So until next week, girls, adventure on!